every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary, and we're joined in studio by our in-house baseball statistician, guru, metrical nerd, Corey Marino is with us today. And before we get into our roundtable discussion today, I just want to announce that this week was my 54th wedding anniversary. Thank you very much. I give a lot of all of the kudos, actually, to my wife, who's been the pillar, the better half by far of this relationship, and you know, was strong enough and confident enough to be able to handle the family when I was on the road and put up with all of that. So congratulations, sweetheart. You did an incredible job for 54 years. I'm looking to however else it lasts, however long it lasts. Here we go.
So I sent an email to Baseball Reference. And yeah. So I wanted to add an advanced stat where it's, you know, has all your, you know, all your home runs, all your hits, you know, all that. And then also how long married to the same partner.
Yeah.
And I submitted that.
Top 10?
I would imagine so.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. I think currently speaking, I have three players actually in mind, former teammates. Doug Rau, who lives in Texas. I think he's been married pretty much that number. Bert and Ginger Hooten, who are in Austin, Texas. And let's see, there's one more around here. Oh, yes, Sharon and Charlie Huff.
Oh, really?
I think they have been married, yeah, because we came through the minor leagues together, and we were married in AAA. All of us, pretty much the whole team was married. Ferguson was married, Pashorek, Lopes, myself, you know, Bon Joshua, Larry Heisel, all of them, all those guys, Jerry Stevenson, Charlie Huff, Doug Rau, all married. Yeah, yeah.
I just heard an interesting story about Charlie Huff. He was asked by a reporter one time the difference between AstroTurf and grass, and he says, I don't know, I've never smoked AstroTurf before. Well,
that's been passed down a few times.
Corey liked that one a lot.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, the vices back in those days were, you know, that – and cigarettes and beer.
Yeah.
Big change has taken place. In the last 50 years.
Times have changed. at least, well, not at my house. Stick around, you guys. We'll be right back. We're going to have a fun roundtable discussion. We have NFL, we have college, we have baseball to talk about, and so much more. Stick around. We'll see about that. Make sure to check out the RonSayShow.com for all of our archives and episodes. Stay with us.
Hey there, sports fans, Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's fresh produce delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit Melissa's.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's Melissa's.com, promo code RONSAY.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
They still call me the Penguin. Welcome back, everyone, to We'll See About That. And I just want to, before we get into the roundtable edition of our today's discussion, just a reminder that Melissa's Produce is the proud partner of We'll See About That. Be sure to use my VIP code RONSAY when checking out at melissas.com.
They make great fruit baskets, all sorts of gift baskets as well. Send one to your better half. Send one for your anniversary.
Thank you so much.
There you go. A reminder there for you.
Yeah.
And Ron, you we were talking before the show during our extensive prep session, and you know, there's been so much going on, but you had a great weekend sitting on the couch watching some U.S. Open. Is that correct?
You know, I did, and it happened kind of randomly. You know, and all of a sudden I'm saying, well, you know, maybe I'll take a peek, you know, and see what I can get out. On the U.S. Open. So I tuned in and I was watching some matches that they were going through the different stages of the tournament, and they were really, really exciting. There was a lot of really great tennis going on. And so I pretty much, you know, tuned myself in. I got a little bit more involved down the stretch. So I saw all those, you know, semifinal matches, and the one thing that really came to my attention was the coaching staff of all these tennis players.
They got quite the team back there, yeah.
They do, and they're all dressed in the garb, you know, and they're all sitting in that front row seat, which now they can do. And the tennis players are allowed to converse. You know, they have a towel that they walk over to dry off, and it's usually located somewhere near where their group is, their coaching staff. So they're constantly talking back and forth. But the one thing that I found that really strange is that there were some of them that were looking up their coaching staff after every single point, you know, and it's like, what are they going to do for you, you know? I mean, I don't know what kind of information you could possibly be passing on, but it's almost like, hey, what am I supposed to do? I just hit this ball out long, you know? I found it fascinating.
It's an interesting psychological experiment to watch the whole thing too, because you know they're unique athletes. I mean, yeah. Oftentimes they come from great privilege. You know, they make great sacrifices. It's an individual sport, and there's a unique psychology. Of course, Carlos Alcaraz wins, being Sinner, and you know, for a long time my lifetime, pretty much, you know, the last 10 years, it's been, you know, Nadal, Federer,
Djokovic.
And now, you know, is this Alcaraz, is this Sinner, is this going to be the new rivalry moving forward?
Well, certainly if you were to ask Corey Marino about the metrics and the fact that all the majors for the last 2 years, I think it's eight in a row that it's been Sinner and Alcaraz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they've kind of split, you know, those tournaments.
Yeah, for the last 15 years before this last couple, 3 year spread, it was always the big three.
Yeah.
And they would split. But now it's just the two. And then Djokovic actually said after he lost in the Open that he said he can't hang with them anymore. He says he's running out of gas, and it's kind of he kind of passed the torch. He's like, I can beat everyone else, but these guys are just at another level, and they're going to keep being. They're just young, and they're good.
One of the things that's most impressive about Alcaraz, too, is that, you know, Nadal was just dominant on clay.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing that Alcaraz just joined Djokovic, Nadal, and Mats Wilander, who I've never heard of, as the only man to win multiple major titles in all three services.
Yeah, well, I think that, Sinner, he beat Alcaraz, I think, what, in, was it Wimbledon?
Or yeah.
One of these, he won
before.
Like the one before, right?
Yeah.
So that was kind of a breakthrough.
That would have been Wimbledon.
Alcaraz, yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Sinner's still going to be holding on to the number one spot. But there really is, when I saw the matches that they played against everybody else, I mean, Sinner lost two sets the entire tournament. Alcaraz is the first guy to go to the finals without losing a set since Roger Federer. Okay? And he lost the second set. All right, and then he just powered through the next two. You know, he was in complete control. I really don't see it. When he beat Djokovic in three sets, you know, Djokovic was hanging in there, but he didn't have enough to get past that point. And when he was able to take care of him as opposed to who Sinner took care of to get to that point, I figured that Alcaraz was – he had a great tune-up to get to the final against his nemesis Sinner, and he prevailed.
Well, I think that's what makes the sport great is those rivalries. You know, I remember Monica Seles and Steffi Graf, great rivalry,
absolutely.
You know, Pete Sampras,
Agassi, Borg, and Borg and McEnroe and Connors,
Borg and Lendl.
Yes, Lendl was a great player too, unbelievable. They honored him actually. There was an honoring for him. But there have been, so many great players. Boris Becker is another one that comes to mind. But Sampras and Agassi, had battles. You know, Martina Navratilova and Chris Evert.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
That was a great time in tennis, too. And, you know, it looks like, you know, we have now fully introduced the key players for the next at least 5, 6, 7 years, maybe longer, because they're young. He's 22 years old.
He's a baby. And you and I follow tennis, for a long time. It's a great sport to watch, a fantastic spectator sport. But, the game has changed. When you talk about, those great rivalries, of Agassi and Sampras and, Lendl and Borg, that was more of a finesse game. Now you're seeing a power game. I mean, you talked about these aces. I mean, multiple aces in a row. Which do you prefer? What's more aesthetically pleasing to you?
The serve and volley is not a part of today's game.
Yeah.
It's like baseball when you occasionally see a guy hit and run or bunt. You know, it's you just can't serve and volley like Stefan Edberg did. The game is too fast. Yeah. They'll just continue to pass you. It is so different, the strategy. These guys all hit the ball a ton. They do. They hit it a ton, and they have all kinds of different serves. I mean, the game is faster, and the balls that these guys go and get from side to side, the balls that they retrieve and get back, that's a sight to behold.
It just makes it just watching it makes my knees and ankles hurt. The lateral movement of these guys.
Yeah, and the talent that these guys have, and the more players that have this kind of a talent. There's players out there that I saw for the first time that were ranked in the top 10, and I really didn't know too much about them. Phenomenal players.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, the game has changed on the women's side too. You know, the ladies' final Sabalenka and Nisimova, it turned out to be a great match. And the ladies is starting to get this way too.
This is the same level as athleticism,
right?
Rising up.
Swiatek, the number two girl, Anisimova, beat in the semis. She's probably the most decorated player on the tour these days. She's won more tournaments than anybody else. She's been ahead of Sabalenka. She's ranked number two. Pegula. Jessica Pegula, she got into the finals against or semifinals against Sabalenka and gave her a run for it too. So there's a lot of really good women's players out there, and lots of others who've been hanging on. You know, the Japanese girl
Osaka.
Osaka, you know, she made a return and played really great. So I like it when these players who slipped and fell a little bit, you know, are able to recover. That's a sign of really a great tennis player, mm-hmm. to be able to do that. I think she had a kid or whatever that sidelined her for a while.
Yeah, she was out for a while.
But she was able to battle back, and then she had, you know, a racket tantrum, you know.
She did.
against Anisimova, but the meltdown from Medvedev was the one that really
a little
surprising.
Uncomfortable to watch sometimes.
Yeah,
you know, a little bit uncomfortable. But yeah. You know, I guess they're competitive, you know, people, and sometimes when it's not going your way, you might, you know, lose your S every once in a while.
Yeah, so. He might have been sued for racket abuse.
He might have been
racket company.
My personal theory is that a lot of that stage, so they can bring out another racket that's a different color, so that their you know, endorsement be like, oh, we got one in pink too.
Yeah.
Stick around, you guys, we'll be right back. We're gonna ask Ron about postseason baseball and his experiences being a champion. Stay with us.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Say. We are back with We'll See About That, Mike Gary, Corey Marino, and we're going to talk about a little bit about baseball and the stretch run.
Well, first, yeah, let's real fast though before we get into the stretch run, because we want to rely on your great experience, going to the postseason and winning it all. But did you guys see that epic collapse of the Dodgers on the verge of having a no-hitter, and then they give up 3 runs in the ninth to the Baltimore Orioles? What happened with that, and how does that lead?
I did see it. I saw it on replay. I don't get the games live.
Corey, set the stage for us. What happened in that game?
So Yamamoto dominated for 8 innings and 2 outs. And with 1 out left, he threw a pretty decent pitch, but I think Jackson Holliday ripped it to right. And it was just barely over. And one of the main things a lot of people say, Páez should have at least tried to jump for it. But it was pretty almost impossible to get to. And then the bullpen came in, and Trinian, I don't know what order it went in, but it was like a walk, a hit batter, a pass pitch, another hit, loaded the bases, and then they're like, oh, you know who's been really good for the Dodgers? Tanner Scott. Let's bring him in for relief. And he comes in and just immediate hit up the middle and brings in 2 runs, and they go from a no-hitter with 1 out left to losing to the Baltimore Orioles, and it was the worst loss I've ever seen in my life. I was at the brewery where I work at, and my boss came up, and I was like, this is the only way we're going to win. It's if he gets a no-hitter. It was right before the home run. If he gets a no-hitter, that means the bullpen can't come in. We won't lose. And I'm sorry, Dodger fans, I cursed us in that one.
So, Ron, I mean, the Dodgers, we've talked about before, the Dodgers, not necessarily finishing the season strong. And, we have been on many teams that went, deep into the postseason and won the whole thing. When you take a loss like that, when you're already kind of on shaky ground, I mean, they're going to the playoffs, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, so much of it, this is about your attitude and how you feel going into the playoffs. You take a loss like that, a bad loss.
That's a really bad loss. Okay? I mean, there were 2 strikes and 2 outs. And, stop blaming Páez.
No, please. I didn't.
No, I understand you didn't, but I'm just saying for the listening audience and viewing audience, stop blaming Páez. He didn't have a chance to catch that ball, and he was looking for a carom. He could not get back. If you saw it hit just above small wall that they had and carom back onto the field, but there's probably 4 or 5, 6 feet of the top of that wall there before it reaches that small piece. And even if Páez was able to get back to the wall, where it hit, he wouldn't have had. It doesn't make any difference. Here it is. So then, automatically take him out of the game. Everybody's giving him a hug on the mound, right? And, they've got a 3-run lead with nobody on base, 2 outs, 2 strikes, and then they bring in Trinan, and then he, I think, walked the first guy, then he threw a wild pitch, then he hit somebody, then they intentionally walked somebody else, and then they bring in Tanner Scott, and he has been not great, let's face it, and he's been hurt. And every time that I've seen him come in, he adds flames to the fire. And that's just an observation. I'm just telling you that all of what I've seen, it hasn't worked out very well. And he gives up, a 2-run single that they came all the way back. And they had been struggling anyway. And look, they're finishing up a road trip. They just finished up a road trip now. And now they're at home. And they have faced 3 last-place teams, okay? They got swept by one of them, okay? They ended up winning, I think, the 3rd game of the 3. Yeah. And then they come home, and they're playing Colorado, the worst team in baseball, okay? And they finally, get a little bit healthy. But since July 1st, you know, they have been playing significantly under 500 2 months now. And we're in the last 20 games of the year. And they do have some tough games coming up because they have the Giants, who are still alive and well in the wild card spot. You have the Philadelphia Phillies, who are leading the National
League East.
They're
hot right
now. And they're playing well. And although they lost Trey Turner, they are still playing well. And then they play the Giants again. And then they also play another team that's in the mix in the American League, the Seattle Mariners. Okay,
who are hot right games, now, too.
Those games are going to be important for Seattle, regardless, because they need to climb above Houston, and they also are the third wild card team right now. So those games are going to be important. And San Diego, we do not play San Diego. The Dodgers do not play San Diego anymore. And San Diego is really kind of a disappointment, too. This has been a golden opportunity for them to step up, and they haven't stepped up. So I don't know, really know what they're going to do either. But right now, this thing is up for grabs. And if they're not going to be too careful about that, they're going to find themselves letting this thing get away and then have to play in the first round of the playoffs. And that's not good, you know. So, we can talk about, the playoffs. You do have to go to another gear.
I was just about to say. So, I mean, as things are winding down, you know, because you've been there, you were on these great teams that went deep into the postseason, went to the World Series, won the World Series. When you get to game 130, are you starting like, okay, we need to start thinking about it, or you just try to stay in the same lane?
These are the dog days. You know, when you get into the last month and a half of the season, actually, dog days are considered August. You know, and that's when the trade deadline starts or finishes. So you're gearing up, and it's been a long, hot summer. Mm-hmm. There's no telling about how well you're going to be playing, once you get to September. But they used to call September the salary drive month because nobody had long-term contracts and everybody's kind of fighting for their deal.
Get your stats up.
Year. Well, either that or improve on whatever you've been doing. But you wanted to finish strong, and you were hoping that you were playing on a team that had something to play for because it's extremely difficult to play on a team that's in last place the last 2 months of the season. Because you're in last place for a reason.
Yeah, no one's happy. People are arguing.
Trust me, the food tastes horrible.
Yeah.
And the trips are too long. And where's my luggage? And where's my keys to the room? And, whatever else. It's not a happy clubhouse. So, therefore, there's not a lot of guys kind of pulling for each other. It becomes kind of solo. And you want to avoid that at all costs. Been through that, done that before, too. Once or twice, but it's you're starting to gear up. And for us, I did not think it was a problem because we were always fighting for something. There was only one year that we did not. And when it comes to that, I felt that we rolled with it. We were used to it. The expectations were high. We were prepared better than other teams because we had a big blue bullseye on our forehead because of the expectations and the history and tradition. And I just felt that when we went out and played games and it felt like we were playing the Cincinnati Reds, the big red machine, our biggest rival during our playing days when we were in Los Angeles in the 70s and 80s, that we knew that everybody else wanted to beat us worse than they wanted to beat somebody else. So it was easier for us to get up. We knew that we had a challenge. We're on stage every night, new ball game.
Yeah.
It's challenging. Playing every day is challenging. This isn't a rehearsal. You go out and do the same thing you did the night before. Uh-uh. And it's a different team, and they have different motivations. They're envious. They want to beat the team on top. All of it, I think, just help us get prepared on a better basis. And I think that's what propelled us. We were better prepared day in and day out to go do our job than anybody else.
So on those great teams, four World Series appearances, correct?
Yes.
each of those years, did you know pretty much from spring training that that team, those teams, each of those years had a chance to go all the way? Or was there some point during the season that you think, okay, we can go all the way?
No, we always felt that
way. You always felt
that way.
That's
what
we were. But is that just because, you know, you need to have confidence as a professional athlete? Or was it intellectually stepping back? You'd be like, okay, looking at the talent, we can go all the way.
We were well taught. You know, we were well schooled, and we won in the minor leagues. As I mentioned before in past podcasts, you know, I won at every level of professional baseball, from instructional league, A ball, double A ball, triple A ball, winter league. Went to Puerto Rico and won. Went to the Caribbean World Series. Went to the first triple A World Series. We experienced a great deal of success, and that has to translate into the same kind of success that you want to have at the major league. So we were well-groomed. We knew, based on our success individually and as a team, that we were going to be in the mix. And our rookie year, you know, we took Cincinnati Reds right to the wire, yeah. Won 95 games. The next year, we won 102 games and went to the World Series. And from then on, you know, it was over the next 5 years, we were in a World Series three times.
So that expectation, you know, that it became normalized, that you guys were going to be good, you're going to be competitive, you're going to go deep either way. That just became normalized. And
all we had to do was stay healthy and perform, and things would take care of themselves. But you have to stay healthy. And when you're hurt, you can't possibly live up to your expectations.
There you have it, folks. All right, stick around. I'll be right back. You're listening to The Ron Say Show. We'll see about that. Make sure to check out Ron's website, theronsayshow.com, for our complete archives. Also, make sure to check out his fantastic book, Penguin Power, available on said website, theronsayshow.com. And we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The fans are rooting for the Dodgers.
And we are back. We'll see about that. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. This week in Dodger history, 1977, the Dodgers beat the Braves 5-2 in Atlanta to improve the record to 85-54 and a 12.5-game lead over the Cincinnati Reds, the Big Red Machine. Ron Say led the way with three hits, three RBIs, two home runs, and two runs scored. Davey Lopes and Bill Russell had two hits, and Dusty Baker homered as well.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a year that we got off to such a great start in April. I was able to set a major league record for runs batted in the first month of the year, and we essentially won the pennant in the first 2 months of the year because we were double digits ahead. Kind of coasted in, and the bad part about that is, you know, we won it comfortably, but we weren't as game ready because we've been kind of just waiting for this for 4 months. Really different from the 78 year when we had to battle through the middle of September to batten it down, and we were a little bit more prepared and battle ready when we entered the postseason. So, yeah, we've finished on a high, we finished on a low. You hope that you're prepared by the time you get to postseason.
So 77 is more analogous to this 2025 Dodgers team where, you know, they were super struggling. Hot to start.
Yeah, we're
and
struggling.
Then, Corey, are they second half, this Dodger team 2025, are they above 500?
So through where we are in September at the moment, they are 24-25.
Oof. Yeah, so that's 2 months worth, folks. That's something to be concerned with, especially when now you're inside 20 games.
Yeah.
And now you've got some competition there that hopefully will get you back on track there, because you're going to need to be entering this postseason on a high.
Yeah,
sure.
You definitely don't want to go in there with the second half under 500. Let's talk a little bit about NFL football. We have Corey, not only our baseball statistician, but also he's our chief NFL correspondent. And we talked about, the Baltimore Orioles, shellacking the Dodgers in that worst game that Corey's ever seen. But the Bills got a little bit of revenge for us against the Ravens. That was a great game. What did you guys think about that game?
Unbelievable meltdown, too. Yeah. We had, one in football, one in baseball. Kind of hits home here.
Both with Baltimore.
The Baltimore. Yeah, exactly. There you go. Baltimore had pretty much dominated this game, I felt. They were 15 points ahead. Buffalo was hanging in there. And then, a couple mistakes, one turnover, big fumble loss. But there was also a game, a play that at the end of the first half that I really focused on. I did watch this game. And it was it's coming down to the last play of the first half. Baltimore is playing well, but all of a sudden they allow on this last play for Buffalo to get a pass off, a playoff. They were out of field goal range, and they didn't rush anyone, not a soul. They all dropped back in that prevent defense. Big mistake.
Because you just let Josh Allen, who's got a cannon, sit back there, survey
for eight
the field,
minutes, and just say, okay, well, I'm going to pick out a guy, and then he finally finds a guy on the sideline who Nate and I catch, and they got 1 second to go, and the guy kicks a field goal.
Yeah, going into halftime now with momentum.
Yeah, three more points. The game comes down to a game tying field goal. If you remember, it makes the difference between you got to score a touchdown or you lose. And that was a big difference. I thought it was a big mistake. I would have, honestly, we spoke about it off camera, and I don't know why they don't blitz these guys. Make him throw the ball early if there's 8 seconds left or whatever, and they're looking for a Hail Mary. I don't get it. You're going to get burned, especially if you're looking at, giving them more points at the end of the half. And they did, and that's what you wanted to avoid.
Why do they do that, Corey?
I don't know. Players and fans are of the same ilk, to where they always want to keep the pressure on, and they never want to play this prevent, because you're just letting the best. It's you can maybe do that against one of the worst teams. Like, you could do it against Sam Darnold early when he was on the Jets or something like that. But these teams that did it to Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, you're giving the best people, the best quarterbacks in the league, ample time to just read defenses and get and do what they're getting paid to do.
Yeah.
And one of the main things is that John Harbaugh has been, like, throughout his career, he goes to prevent pretty early because they blow out a lot of people because his teams are really good. And John Harbaugh's teams have blown 17 double-digit leads in the second half, and that's the most by any coach since 1991. And he came out and said, well, we have to have those leads to blow them, but it's still on us. And he's right, and I think it is what you're saying, this prevent defense. I don't, not a whole out, all-out blitz, because the Broncos actually beat 2 years ago the Jets on a last second. They did an all-out blitz, but that defense wasn't as good.
Yeah.
So you just have to have some safeties back and bring a little pressure instead of doing the three people that are just stand there and hope that the defense behind them can knock the ball down.
But even with this loss, this terrible, and just behind the curtain, Jeremy Dayton, who works here at CRN, is a huge Baltimore Ravens fan. So I'm putting all this in here just for his benefit. Ron, you, even after this terrible loss, you still think that the Baltimore is your favorite to win, go the whole thing?
Yeah, I think it's their time. You know, they do have the best pure rusher in the game.
Yeah.
And Derrick Henry, who had a field day. I mean, come on.
He did cough it up at the end.
Yes, he did. And that was on him. And he took the responsibility and fessed up to it. Baltimore rushed for 250 yards between Jackson and Derrick Henry. And Baltimore, you know, I mean, they're going to be able to do that, I think, all year long, you know. Barkley in New York, you know, he's more of an all-purpose back.
Saquon Barkley,
okay?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so, and yes, he did lead the league in rushing, but Derrick Henry was right behind him.
Yeah.
And, he's a monster. And I just think that, you know, Baltimore will recover. They're just too good. But, you know, even as we speak, you know, my 49ers were able to pull out, you know, a game. And now they've got two guys hurt. The quarterback's out. The Kittles, tight end is out. Yeah. The wide receiver that they signed to a big contract, he hasn't played yet. The running back who played, McCaffrey, was supposed to be, shelved for the game. So I don't know. I mean, it's early. I understand, but it depends on, you know, how many games now. I mean, do you give away in the beginning? Kansas City is in trouble too, by the way. You know, they lost to the Chargers down in
Brazil.
Brazil.
Yeah.
And that was a really good game for the Chargers. A lot can be said for that. A lot can be said for the Chiefs as well. But the Chiefs have to play the Philadelphia Eagles this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they go 0-2.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
All right. This next one's going to pain me. I've been pretty pretty open about my disdain for Aaron Rodgers. I think he's a bad teammate. But his new team, he's on the Steelers now under Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
He looked great. Aaron Rodgers looked great in his win over the Jets at four TDs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the very last – he marched that team down the field and was – throwing balls like he was 24 years old.
Yeah, well, you have to give credit where it's due. You know, he played a really good game. I think they're going to have a tougher opponent this week in Seattle. Seattle's defense, I thought, played pretty well against the 49ers. So I expect them to give him a little bit more trouble. I don't know how well I did not see too many games. I thought that Baltimore Buffalo was, you know, the premier game. The rest of it looked a little stagnant, you know, just like college football did. You know, you look at that first game that Ohio State played here a couple weeks ago against Texas.
Yeah.
That was a really boring game.
Yeah.
I love defense, but there was no creativity whatsoever here. You know, it was almost like 3 yards in a cloud of dust. You know, let's get the full wing tee backfield out there and just run it straight up the middle every time.
Archie Manning looked like he was deer in the headlights.
He did not have a good game. And they highlighted him. They tried to make it as good as it's possible. And then, of course, the following week they play, you know,
Woodland Hills Elementary. and then in like, what did they say, 5 minutes, he threw four touchdown passes, and then he didn't play the rest of the game?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know where that leaves you. I don't know how good Texas is at this point. I don't know how anybody, if anybody is that good yet. Oregon has been overwhelming. My Huskies and Cougars play this weekend, and they're both 2-0, and I don't know if they're any good either. You know, Washington has won their two games very convincingly. And the Cougars struggled against their neighbor, University of Idaho. They kicked a last-second field goal to win that game. And then they beat San Diego State last weekend. And they didn't have too much trouble with that game. And I thought that San Diego State was a lot better than Idaho.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's kind of up for grabs. We'll get a better indication after this weekend. But I still think it's, you know, a little bit early, you know, for us to get – you know, wound up with, you know, the rankings, because you've seen all kinds of teams. The four teams in the top 10 in the first week of the season went down. So there's probably some teams that are ranked a lot lower than they should be, and a lot of teams that are overrated.
Yeah, this week's schedule, you know, this coming week, the marquee matchup is probably going to be the midday game on ABC, 6 Georgia at 15 Tennessee.
Yeah, that is going to be a good game, because Tennessee, I think, has done what you expect them to do at this point. Georgia has not. They kind of ho-hummed their last game against an opponent that was similar to Woodland Hills Elementary. And no offense, Woodland Hills Elementary.
They got a great band program over there.
Do they?
Yeah, okay. Great marching band.
But anyway, what I'm saying is I used to kid my wife, Fran, who went to University of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the early season, you have these teams that they pay a lot of money to come in and to get their get crushed.
Yeah, tomato cans.
Right. And, you know, you start the season 3-0, and nobody knows whether you're any good or not. But you beat somebody 60-3.
Alabama under Saban was notorious for that.
Yeah.
They'd have a great schedule, a top-tier opponent first game, and then, you know, Woodland Hills Elementary the rest of the
season. Yeah. So, anyway, I'm just saying that it's a little early for me to get – too excited about it, but that is definitely a really good matchup against two teams that are destined to probably be in the hunt.
Yeah, it should be an interesting weekend. And, you know, like you said, I mean, there's pretty much the only other ranked teams that are playing that is going to be Notre Dame and Texas A&M. That's the But I mean, you know, really haven't seen anything but that. But yeah, that's that Tennessee game should be very interesting. Stick around; we'll be right back to wrap things up here. We'll see about that. Make sure to check out Ron's fantastic book, Penguin Power, available on his website, theronsayshow.com. Also available on Cameo and Instagram. Check him out there as well, and on Facebook. Follow him on Facebook. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
And we are back. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. We'll see about that. I implore you to go to the RonSayShow.com and check out our fantastic archives. So many great guests over the years. Reggie Jackson, Bobby Valentine, you know, stars of sports, stars of music, of entertainment, of science as well. And Ron, the Monday night game was a good one too. We had the Bears, and the Green Bay Packers, one of the great rivalries of all time. What did you think of that one?
Yeah, I thought it was a good game.
Yeah,
you know, it was the debut of J.J. McCarthy, who won a national championship at Michigan, beat the Huskies in the final game, and Michael Penix, and you know, talking about J.J. McCarthy and Caleb Williams from the Bears, who was on the Monday night game against the Vikings, and Michael Penix in Atlanta. You know, all those quarterbacks came out of that 24 draft, and there were like six quarterbacks in the first 10, weren't there?
That's something amazing like? To me, that 2024 draft, you had six first-rounders from number 1 to number 12 overall, uh-huh. And it was Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Michael Penix Jr., J.J. McCarthy, and Bo Nix.
Yeah, and as you mentioned that, you know, all of those guys now are starters.
Which is a different paradigm than I think what we're used to. I mean, Steve Young backed up Joe Montana for like – it seems like 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, giving these kids, I mean, they're kids, the keys to the kingdom that early, all six of these guys is amazing to me.
Well, you know, Bo Nix, you know, proved to be a winner in his first year. I am not particularly surprised about that because he went from wasn't it Auburn?
Yeah.
And then he went to Oregon.
Most of these guys are transfers now.
And he won a lot of games. And he came into a good system by going to Denver. Michael Penix had a really good game against Tampa Bay, their opening game. And they missed a last-second field goal from 60 yards out. Really happy about that, too. But, you know, Caleb Williams, you know, he hasn't quite come into his own yet. J.J. McCarthy got his debut and won. Drake May is the quarterback from New England, and Jaden Daniels, you saw what kind of a year he had his first year.
Isn't it weird now, Ron, just real fast, that when a kicker, an NFL kicker, misses a 60-yarder, you're more surprised when he misses it because these guys are making them from 60, 62, 63 regularly.
Yeah, yeah, they're just kicking bombs all over the place. You're never safe, you know, from a guy nailing one. They're truly kicking the ball better than I've ever seen them.
Golden Age of kickers.
All right, we've had it this weekend. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us.